For the last 3 months, this type of civil unrest has become the norm as demonstrators protest ongoing kidnappings and violence, as well as mostly stagnant wages in the face of soaring inflation. Protesters in Port-au-Prince say life is becoming unattainable and they're demanding that government officials do more to address the problems facing them on a daily basis.
Traders can't take to the streets, our children can't go to school because of the kidnapping and crime. Rising costs and inflation are only making things worse for us.
Everything from food to fuel is getting more expensive. Bakeries that make the bread most stations rely on every day could soon be forced to shut down due to supply shortages and rising costs.
The war in Ukraine has hurt us a lot because imported flour plays such an important role. It has made it difficult to get wheat into Haiti. That's why it's so expensive for us, even if we can't afford it.
Haiti imports 70% of its food, and the UN estimates that nearly half of the population is in urgent need of assistance. Many of the medical workers who went on strike earlier this month over security concerns are refusing to return to work until their wages are increased.
We're aware that we're not supposed to hold the strike for this long, but it's not our fault. We've tried talking to the government, but they tell us they're not able to increase our wages.
Haiti's most vulnerable are the ones paying the highest cost, as there are no doctors or nurses to attend to their needs.
There were 8 patients here with me. 5 already left the hospital with infections because they couldn't find a doctor. We are asking the government to solve the problems of the strikers because we cannot suffer too much anymore.
The political paralysis in Haiti has only gotten worse since the July assassination of former President Jovenel Moïse. No date has yet been set for new elections, and the acting prime minister says the first step is to hold a constitutional referendum. Tuesday protests marks the 35th anniversary of Haiti's current constitution, and organizers say they will continue to apply pressure until those in charge move forward with a change the country so desperately needs. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera.